Hello, this is astrologer Shelley Enteen, and I am going to give you my reading on the winter solstice for 2024. And the chart is drawn for the time that the sun enters Capricorn. And this year, that is December 21st at 4:21 a.m. Eastern Time. It happens at the same time no matter what time zone you're in. You just get a different rising sign, and planets would be in different houses depending on your latitude and longitude. Now, this is a very interesting chart. They all are. That's why I still do astrology after 50 years. What we have here is, first of all, the beginning of the new cycle for the sun. Yes, this is when we have in the north, actually, the issue is that the sun has moved as far to the south as it was going to ever, and now it has stopped, stand still for a few days, and then it will start moving north, which will give the northern hemisphere more hours of light and bring us into the warm weather and the season of growing and all that stuff. Agricultural calendar, very important moment. And the old name was midwinter, so it wasn't the beginning of winter. It is the beginning of the new solar cycle of a year. And in the southern hemisphere, you have reached your peak of sunlight. You have the longest day, and you have the summer solstice or midsummer, which was the old term for this time. So you will start moving into your harvest time, and the light will be getting lower and lower. Of course, you don't notice these things in a dramatic way, especially when it does take 3 days for the sun to appear to move on the horizon. So this is where you are. And one of the things that's interesting about this particular winter solstice is that that sun at 0 degrees of Capricorn is having the aspect with the lunar nodes. That is its closest aspect. No planetary aspect is near that 0 degree. But we have a situation coming as we move into the first quarter phase of the new solar cycle, or, you know, a waning phase for Southern Hemisphere. And that is that the true nodes, lunar nodes of the moon, which is a plane in that creates the ecliptic, where we have the eclipses show, because there is just the perfect lineup right at that place in space between the moon and the sun and Earth, you know, either or the Earth between the moon and sun, which give us our lunar, or the other way, our solar eclipses. All right, so it's very important, and in the evolutionary astrology school, the idea of the lunar nodes is very much involved with your lessons from other lifetimes that you're still working on. That would be your south node, and then the direction of your evolution, and that would be your north node. So it is true also for the collective. So when we have lunar nodes in present time, it has shown us what our entire human evolution has been focused on during this. And true nodes means that's actually where they are. And then there's a mean node that some people feel, you know, human mind should have tinkered with it a little bit and created a different time for the nodes. But I don't know, I'm a funny person after 50 years. I just sort of feel Like, I still like them to be where they are, you know, in the natural scheme of things. So I am talking about the true nodes in case anybody's listening and wanted to know, because some astrologers might be listening. Anyway, we have had the polarity. There is a polarity of signs always with the nodal axis. And we have been in the south node Libra and the north node Aries polarity for a while now. And they move backwards. So we're getting close, very close to having this shift in our lesson learning. And I'll tell you what this shift has been and why it's interesting that the Sun in Capricorn should be squaring at this moment in time. Libra is thought of as, you know, the sign of peace and beauty and relationship and harmony and compromise and the law and the balancing of the scales of justice. Well, one of the things we look at when we see a south node is the way that also Libra can, and these are the laws of man, be creating laws that are not really with a balanced scale in mind. We can also be, on the other hand, overly people-pleasing so that we are not standing up for what we feel is true, and then also that can be in relationship, okay? But, and that in relationship, the laws are our personal agreements and the contracts that we sign with others. So with the south node in Libra, people may break their agreements, break the contracts that were signed. And so this is not, you know, a focus that we consider as the positive. So the south node Libra lesson for all of us is, oh, peace at any price, you know. And we've heard a lot in the United States, at least, about people being threatened on juries and judges being threatened with harm to themselves or families. You know, that's not allowing the pure energy of decision and judgment to come through, and peace at any price is now got a new meaning. You know, like, I can't do what I feel is right because I'm afraid to do it. Okay, so there has been a lot of focus in these areas, at while we've been trying to learn the north node in Aries, because the Aries node, or the sign of Aries, is often thought of as war, aggression, anger, selfishness, me first, attitudes, and there's certainly plenty of that. I mean, I think I see more and more as the culture has evolved into my face is in a cell phone. I don't know anything but my world, and what I'm being told right now. We are having wars all over the planet, and within our own nation, we're at war with each other on a certain level. So the North Node Aries has been trying to say, hey, the energy of Aries is about leadership and courage and about innovation and not just separation, but learning how to incorporate these positive qualities in our activities when we move forward, but certainly when we're trying to lead a population in any way, to be not a self-focused leader, but focused on the good, you know, the ability to protect and defend when that is necessary, and to have courage in that movement towards the good. So here we are, right near the end of that polarity, and I honestly doesn't look too good for having a learning experience complete on those. But the sun in Capricorn represents our general, in a society, consensus mind. Like, we agree to this. This is the way to go. This is how we should be. So you can see how this is a conflict energy, the square. So, and at least the United States, our consensus mind has not come to rest on that polarity. It has difference in opinions. It's not able to settle into a thing that is truth. You know, we're very busy being distracted by all kinds of things being said, and whether they're true or not, some people think they have the only truth, and other people think you haven't even been able to see other things to make up your mind. You haven't been able to decide, and that's a Libra quality. So there's a south node in Libra, the inability to have all the facts at hand and be able to make your decision about what feels, senses, is for you truth, right? We don't, you know, we're very, the government energies and, you know, the issues don't look like that right now. So this is coming in, and it's coming in at this solstice. So this is very focused, and so we know for the next quarter phase, which will take us to the spring equinox for the northern hemisphere, the equinox in the spring. It isn't the beginning of spring. I mean, I probably will be saying these things for ages, but everybody's been so, like I was, taught over and over and over again that the seasons changed with the solstices and the equinoxes, that it's very hard to let go of that. Even though, you know, where I live, people will be very conscious of having said, wow, it's so cold and it's not even winter yet. Yeah, it is. It's winter. You're just coming up to mid-winter now. This is your mid-winter, the end of the, you know, issues of 2024 and the beginning of a new solar cycle. That's where you're headed at the moment. You've been in winter since around November 1st, after the last harvest and things started in agricultural land going underground, right? So all life begins underground, the realm of Pluto, the lord of the underworld, and the sign of Scorpio. Anyway, it's hard to get used to that. But it actually, if you look outside at what is happening around you, and if you're in the southern hemisphere, you know, it got really so hot for spring. My goodness. Yeah, you're not there yet. You know, you've already gone in, you know, to the summer. So, anyway, going back to the chart, this is going to be with us for the next 3 signs until we get to Aries, and that, you know, those have dates, right? So till March, when we usually have at some point in March the sun's entry into zero Aries. And of course, Aries is the north node. So it seems very likely that there will be many major events in this coming of the first quarter phase of the solar cycle that will be focused on what I just said. And it will be very apparent. And one of the reasons that it's very apparent is because of the other things that are going on here. Because there's actually a mystic rectangle that's going on, and, you know, grand trines and things like that, which are very interesting and involve Pluto with the in Aquarius, with North Node in Aries and Mars in Leo retrograding with the South Node in Libra too. So the Mars-Pluto opposition, which will come back once Pluto goes direct, but it'll go back into Cancer before it can come to that. It'll be, but it'll happen in the first quarter solar phase. And Mars in Leo opposition Pluto in Aquarius, which is in orb for this particular chart, is saying, I would like to use my Mars energy, which is the ruler of Aries, in a way that preserves and protects my personal kingdom, Leo. I want loyalty. I want to be loyal to something. Right now it's going back over these things, but this is what it's saying. It has a need to increase. Leo is a financial sign also. It is the sign of investment. So we've got some interesting things going on with that, because Pluto, the power of shared resources also, because the ruler of Scorpio is the shared resource, not the personal resource, is in Aquarius of electronics. So what does that tell you? Some people want to hold on, and some people want to go into the electronic, the Bitcoin, and the various others. But we don't really know yet, actually, what that will look like, because it's a foreign realm. For many, it's also got some unsavory qualities. It's very much like the stock market, because it fluctuates widely. You know, you could gain a lot of money, and then suddenly a couple of people, you know, sell off, buy off, whatever, and then, boom, you're down to less than you put in. So it doesn't really feel so good to a lot of people who want to preserve, Mars and Leo, want to preserve the value of their investment, the value of their kingdom. So this is a thing that's happening. And it's going to be a major feature of this first cycle, this first solar quarter. Okay? So this is why I'm doing this reading for you, because you'll see it manifest during time. But if you know in advance, this is my thought and my hope for astrology. Knowing is power. Knowledge is power. So you will understand that this is what's happening, and you won't be surprised about it as you might be. Venus is in Aquarius now, and she's in trine to Jupiter in Gemini. And that is being a very helpful, but also deciding to expand. And Jupiter's still retrograde, so we're going back over some information so we can see what we want to do about the future. And she is in Aquarius, close to Chiron's wife, the centaur Chiron, most people know, which is retrograde in Aries. So he's also been trying to teach us about how to lead in a positive way, and our wounds of being not allowed to have the individuated self. You know, we have to conform to the club. You know, if we don't have the same opinion as people in our family or in our club, they may get rid of us. This is something that's been coming up for people too. Yeah. And so, at any rate, he had a wife. And I've actually written a chapter on this wife in a book that doesn't seem to come out. It's being self-published by a group, and it's been years that it's been trying to get it together. But she is Kari Klo. And she's like the priestess's priestess. To me, she's almost like the divine mother that isn't represented by Venus or the moon. Because the moon is the moon. You know, I mean, it has been very important, and it still is very important. But if you read about her qualities, she is steady. The moon fluctuates, right? But Kari Klo is steady. And wherever she is, she's holding the space for grace and transformation. You know, she's like the midwife of birth and death. She holds that for you. And people transform in certain ways where she is in a birth chart, and she helps them. She doesn't judge what they want to do. She is holding the space for it. And in Aquarius, she's been holding the space for a lot of people who are identifying differently. Unusual is Aquarius. Something different, something unique. She's been there trying to hold space. And now she's sitting next to Venus, who's trying to work out some things about personal finance, is Venus, and values, and relationships, and love, and beauty. So this is still going to be a big issue during this first quarter phase of the solar cycle coming in, because this is being talked about and thought about a lot right now, and also has to do with some of these issues about laws and equality and justice, you know. So these are here. These are here. And the Jupiter energy is, you know, trying to give optimism and hope. Retrograde, it's looking at what's happened to those hopes. And Jupiter himself is in a T-square, like the sun is in a T-square with the nodes. Jupiter is in a T-square, and the opposition that he's squaring this time is the moon in Virgo, exactly opposite Saturn in Pisces. So it's trying to open the door to wider expression, to expanded consciousness of thinking. But the moon in Virgo is very perfection oriented. You know, it has the instinct to seek organization, and again, in the sense of what Virgo thinks is perfect, perfect. You know, it wants the health aspect to be understood, because it's in the sign of health. It wants work aspect to be understood in the service to others. As Saturn has gone direct now in Pisces, and Saturn is at sea. Saturn is our ruler of the solar energy in Capricorn, because Saturn rules Capricorn. It also is the old ruler of Aquarius. But Saturn has felt the dissolving influence of Piscean water energy. The uncertainties, as the ruler of Pisces is Neptune. We have, you know, the agony and the ecstasy in that sign. And we have creative spirituality, but we also have escapist behavior, martyrdom and victimhood. And so you can see that the attempt to create some sort of order and the fears that are inherent in skeptical, also, people are at odds with each other. And Jupiter is where they should be going to reason it out, to understand it. But it is conflicting. You know, skeptics don't want to expand thought, right? And order seems like it should be what we already have. You know, everything's always okay until they started doing, you know. So that's kind of resistant also to expanding. So here you are. Neptune has gone direct. It's in the last couple of degrees of the sign, which it keeps being in at some point during this coming year of 2025. It will dip into Aries for a little while, and then it will return to Pisces, and the same will happen for Saturn. And Saturn will actually catch up and make a connection, an exact conjunction to Neptune, which is like kind of exacerbating the energy that it's already been in. You know, things are not clear. We don't know where do we stand on solid ground. What are the structures we can count on? Yeah, and healthcare is one of the things they're going to make a little tricky in the United States, or at least that's what they're saying at the moment. You know, so there's a lot of this. This is what's going on. And we do have the ability, again, to expand our thinking if we wish, because Mercury is in Sagittarius, but denigrated all the time. But Mercury is in the sign of Jupiter, which is the expansion into the philosophical and the big picture. So if we could just get out of the detail and the things that we have thought are the only things that are worthy of seeing or hearing or listening to, we might be able to have some more peaceful resolutions and decision making. Because Mercury is in aspect to that Cariclo. It's a sextile helpful opportunity. It would help us transform. And it's in orb of the trine. It's moving away from it, though, to Mars in Leo. Help us understand both the freedom and the need to preserve our kingdom. So, this is what I have to say. There's always more. I mean, I can look at it right now and I can see more centaurs to tell you about, some asteroids to talk about. There's always more. But I feel that what you will know now is what you're going to be experiencing. And then you, knowing this, can make the choice about how you feel. And as we go month to month, you know, and day to day, there are going to be eclipses that are going to start to happen in the Virgo Pisces nodal axis. And it will be a south node Virgo. So, you know, we think of that as like, how is that going to be something that we have to deal with? Well, it's our fear of contagion. You know, and boy, they're coming, they're ramping up a new one for you to be afraid of, by the way. I just learned that yesterday, and I was like, whoa. But I have good news about that, because you can use essential oils to protect yourself from that. But this is, you know, going to be the issues of negative health information, you know, being overly concerned with perfection, being overly critical of others and things that are going on. Not being organized, you know, losing the structures, and the North Node in Pisces, which would be asking us to elevate to the high side of the Piscean energy. Once again, creative vision, positive vision, spirituality, and, you know, being a compassionate person. I mean, we look around for compassion now. Where do we find it? North Node Pisces is needed. Just like the right leadership was needed, now we need some compassion to show up. And so we can make those part of our intention or wishes of what we'd like to see happen. Because with Pluto in Aquarius, and he is sitting with Ceres, the fierce mother, who is going to take care of things for her kids, we have the power of vision and thinking. We must use it instead of falling under and going too far into our negative fears. So, this is my message for the winter solstice for you. And you've got it recorded. You can download this recording. you can play it from time to time so that you will remember and be able to say, oh, I see, and this is what I can do. And I wish you the most beautiful midwinter, and I'll say goodbye for now.